Morning, Digger.
Morning, Kimmy.
Congratulations on the $1,000 in the Elgas Acts of Kindness.
Oh, thank you, Elgas and 2EC, for the opportunity to allow us to have some money to put towards the youth.
You're most welcome, and you better thank all the people that voted for you, hey?
Oh, yes. Thank you to all the kids who raided their parents' computers, their grandparents' computers, their parents' mobile phones and everything to get the votes for us.
I love that. So tell us about the Bateman Space Scouts. What have you been up to?
Well, coming out of COVID, we've sort of had to restructure a few little things. But we've just recently awarded 3 Queen Scout Awards for the Venturer units, which are Peak Awards. And we've also just awarded an Australian Scout Medallion.
Wow.
One of our scouts. So even with COVID, we've been managing things behind the scenes.
That's great, Digger. That's really good. And, of course, we get together once a year for Clean Up Australia Day. We have a good time with you guys.
Well, we do. The leaders stand around and drink coffee. No, we actually get in and help. But, no, we have a great time with Clean Up Australia Day, something that the Scouts have supported since its inception. And, yeah, it's something that we really enjoy doing, and really thanks to 2EC for the support they give us on that day.
Yeah, no, I really love being there for Clean Up Australia Day. And you guys don't muck around. Like, you get your gloves on, you get your bags ready, and you are out there. And then you come back with the most unusual things at times.
Well, that's one thing about our scouts. They will look and they will find the most unusual thing, and then you'll probably have about a 20-minute discussion about what you think it is, what they think it is, and what they think they can do with it.
I remember not this year, but last year. Remember they found a telly, like a plasma or something?
Yes, we found a big flat-screen TV down on Corrigan's Beach, and the kids brought it back up, but they were very upset because the blue-tongued lizard was living underneath it, so they then had to go back and build something for the blue-tongued lizard to live underneath.
Do a bit of rehoming. So with the $1,000 from the Elgas Acts of Kindness, Digger, what are you guys going to do with that cash?
Well, we need to do a little bit of work on our hall. With all the recent rain, we've noticed that we've had a bit of drainage issue around the front of the hall and that, so we may look at doing some work there. We're also looking at replacing the lighting in the hall from the old fluoro to something that will work better with the solar panels and that we've just recently had put on. We're also looking at getting some construction spars. Now, a construction spar is effectively a piece of timber that's about 6-8 foot long, about 6-7 centimetres round, so we do not practice and construction practice things like that. Instead of sitting around in a circle learning knots, we take a practical approach, and one of the things that we've recently built is a medieval trebuchet.
Wow.
Water bombs.
Incredible. You guys don't stop, do you?
Well, no, we don't. That's one thing about scouting, because there's so many different aspects of it, with the bushcraft, the camping, the bushwalking, plus our special interest areas of STEM, creative arts and literature, community, things like that. And we also have our aquatics, paddling, vertical, which is abseiling and rock climbing and cycling and all these other aspects of scouting that we just try to throw into the program whenever we can.
And Digger, if someone's listening and they do want to get involved in your scouting, thanks to your passionate description of scouting, what can they do?
Well, they can either go to the Scouts New South Wales website and put an expression of interest in for the First Bateman's Bay Scout Group, or just have a look at the First Bateman's Bay Scout Group page on Facebook and send us a message on that.
All right, that sounds awesome. Once again, Digger, congratulations. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Kimmy, and thank you to 2EC and Elgas.